بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the belief of the Shias to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, Imam of the Age, Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam, and how this belief in Imam al-Asr has effects on the life of a Shia. So how this belief to Imam al-Zaman will overshadow, or is better to have a shadow over the life of a Shia?
You know, first of all, each one of us needs a guide in his life or her life, because there are different schools of thought, there are different religions, different denominations, there are different scholars, thinkers, philosophers, I don't know, leaders, for example. They are always presenting to us different schools, different ideas, different religions, you know? Now the question is that, okay, from among these hundreds of, let's say, schools and sects that are being presented to us, which one of them is true? Which one of them is authentic? Which one of them should we follow? There are lots of people claim the leadership of the people, of the human beings. Then whom should we follow? This is a very significant question for each one of us.
Yes.
Because finally, we should find out the most authentic one, the most trustable one, the most true and correct, let's say, way or lifestyle that we adopt in our life. That's why when someone finds the Ahlul Bayt, the Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam, as the most authentic source of guidance, then of course it itself gives us a kind of tranquility, a kind of, let's say, feeling of peace, feeling of, let's say, prosperity or happiness.
Yes.
At least we ourselves become very much confident, very much trustful that, okay, the way that now I am going, the leaders that I am following, the imams that I am following, and this is the true way, these are the true imams, these are the, I am living truly in this world. When you feel, when you think that the way you live in this world is a true life, then of course you feel a kind of peace inside yourself, you know, mentally you will enjoy your life. Otherwise, for example, if you follow someone in your life, but you are always doubtful, always skeptical,
yes,
that am I going the right path? Am I following the right leaders, the right imams or not? So, of course, in this kind of cases, the life itself become really, what we can say, problematic, challenging.
Yes. Yes.
Because always you have lots of challenges in your life, mm-hmm, lots of questions in your mind. That's why believing in the true imams, the true successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a need that each one of us has. So that's why it has its own positive impact or effect on each one of us life if you follow truly the imam alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's all right. And we know that all the Muslims across the world, whether Shia or Sunni, believe in Imam al-Asr. Of course, somehow the qualities and the explanations, descriptions of the birth of this Imam is different among different denominations, but believing in the last savior as Imam al-Asr is for sure authentic. It has authentic references in the words of Prophet Muhammad and the other infallible imams before him. Also, the other religions before Islam, you know, has referred to this case of the last savior. But the case is that a person who is living under the look of an imam must live differently, isn't it? It is as if, for example, you are living with the Imam Masum, who is alive, every day passing you by into the masjid, into the market, into your workplace or different places. And now you are under the lock, under the, under the mastery of your Imam Asr. So how our life should be?
You know, of course, before coming to your question, there's a very important point that should be mentioned, that as in your explanation, you said that, of course, Sunni Muslims also believe in the 12 Imams. And also we have authentic ahadith narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, in which he said that after me there would be 12 Amirs, 12 Amir, 12 Khalif, 12 Imam, 12 Guide, 12, let's say, Hadi. These are the ahadith that are narrated from the Holy Prophet by Shia and Sunni. Now the question is that who are these 12 Imams? Who are these 12 Amir? Who are these 12 Caliph that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam referred? And who is the 12th one?
Yes.
You know? We cannot say, for example, it is something secret. There's no need to understand, to identify these imams, these leaders. Some of the Wahhabis and Salafis says that, okay, these are like kind of secret, mysterious things, that there's no need to know these. And there's no need to identify each one of these amir. But, you know, this is false, this is wrong. Because of what? Because the Holy Prophet says that they are like guide for you. They're like leaders for you, like masters for you. Then you have to refer to them. They are Ahlul Bayt. You have to take your Islam from them. And they should guide you into the right path. So now I want to be guided into the right path. If I don't know these leaders, if I don't know these emirs, if it is like something secret and mysterious, then what is the use of these imams? Why the Holy Prophet refers us to them as leaders? You know, these imams, the Holy Prophet says they are your leaders. They should guide you. You should follow these people. So if it is something secret, mysterious, is a mystery in Islam, then not this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam become meaningless.
The Holy
Prophet says that you have to refer to these people to be guided. And then these peoples are not known.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. And there is, I think, beautiful hadith that says, whoever does not recognize his imam of the age, it is as if he has died or passes away in ignorance.
Death of ignorance. Yes, of course.
That's right.
This is also mentioned. So when someone appoint or introduces someone as leader, that leader should be known. Should be known. These 12 emirs and hadith of the Holy Prophet salawatullah alayhi are introduced as umara. As leaders, as the commanders, as the, let's say, the guides. So that's why, first of all, we have to know who are these 12 emirs. 12, for example, caliph. We cannot say, okay, there's no need to know them, because we need guidance and we have to receive guidance from these 12 emir and imam.
That's all right.
Secondly, some of the Sunnis says, okay, some of the khulafa, they say randomly, they say, for example, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is one of them. I don't know, Harun Rashid is one of them. Khulafa'i Rashidin is among them. But you see, they cannot apply exactly the number 12 to them. And then why do you choose, for example, among the Khulafa, Abbasid Caliphs and Amawid Caliphs and Marwa, some of them, not all of them. You know, that's why the Imams should be known as the leaders, as the Umara. And the last one, which is the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, some of the Sunni brothers or maybe the Salafis says that, okay, this imam is not born yet. He will be born in the future. You know, in reality, it is not a good kind of interpretation, not a good understanding.
Okay.
Because if the imam is not born and the Holy Prophet introduced him as the leader, He will be born later.
And who is going to be the parents or something?
Who will be the leader? Who will be the imam?
Okay.
That is why we believe that this imam is born, because in ahadith and the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned that it should be from the children of Imam Hussein alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
And even Imam Hassan al-Askari, as the father of this imam, is mentioned in ahadith.
Okay.
That's why this imam is born, and he is the guide. Of course, those who are the followers of this holy imam and this infallible imam, as you rightly mentioned, this lifestyle of the imam should manifest itself in the lifestyle of the followers of the imam.
That's right.
This is correct.
This manifestation is very important because Imam As has a kind of godly character and a godly presence in your life. So I, as a Shia, want to live like I'm always under the look of Imam As, and he's witnessing all my actions. How should I live?
Yes, of course.
Give us some practical guidelines, because Imam As, as they say, they resemble. Of course, this is a kind of resemblance and a kind of metaphor that he is like the sun behind the clouds, okay?
Yes.
So if I want to benefit from this sun behind the cloud and over the clouds, what should I do?
For our respected audience, I want to give this example. Suppose that there is a child, there's a kid, and he knows that his parents, mother and father of him or her, is always observing him. You know, is always, are always taking care of him, looking after him.
Under the control look of the parents.
But the kid cannot see the parents. But parents can see him. You know, what kind of feeling would the kid have? You know, there is the kid feel the very safe, feel very comfortable, feel very, let's say, confident, feels very, let's say, peace. Feel that he is like in a kind of peaceful situation, peaceful environment, safe environment.
Yeah.
The parents are always taking care of him. You know, this kind of feeling, a person who is always being observed by the holy imam, under the supervision of the holy imam, it gives such a kind of positive feeling, because imam is always taking care, because imam loves. Imam is a leader, as a guide. He is always taking care of the ummah, taking care of the nation. Let's say, observing the followers, helping the making dua for the followers. That's why I think here it gives us a positive kind of feeling.
That's right.
Not a kind of negative feeling.
That's all right. For sure, Imam As has its own influence on the lives of the people without them knowing it. Because they say that he is manba' faiz, or it's better to say he is the best resource in order to catch Allah's blessings on the earth. And without the hujja of Allah on earth, maybe the whole world and the whole earth will be perished, okay?
Yeah, of course, yes.
So this case, I think, shows the significant status of Imam As for the Shias. But at the same time, the people must know that believing in Imam As does not mean to sit still. To sit without any activity. Imam As will come, Imam As will reappear, he will save us, he will save the world from injustice, he will do this, he will do that. We have to work it.
Yes, of course, we have our own responsibilities, we have our own religious duties that should be fulfilled, that should be performed. We cannot say that, we have to let everything happen.
That's right.
Then Imam will come and fix it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the presence of Imam As. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The end of the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayin. حسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن